This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Here's a story for encouragement. Enough with popular political news. In fact, this story is not news, but history. From the 1920s through the 50s, a so-called morality clause inserted into actors' contracts had bad repercussions. The outcome was that a famous male actor could have casual, intimate relations with a female actor, but a female star was constrained to have an abortion if her intimate relations created a child. A recent piece in Vanity Fair tells how multiple Hollywood women were coerced or forced to have multiple abortions, but the good news is there was a rebel. More in a moment. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
Today, somewhere between 64 and 80% of women with abortions say they felt pressure to abort. Women today can look to actress Loretta Young for inspiration. As a Catholic, she refused abortion, and the Hollywood money machine just had to find a way to adapt. She went into hiding and then secretly put her child up for adoption, and a few months later, by the arrangement of Hollywood fixers, she surprisingly adopted a child. It was her own child whom she had refused to abort. For pro-life stories like this one, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.